الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها صدق الله العلي العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat kareema informs us very beautifully that every split moment, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enjoying unlimited bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every split second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unlimited favors are being bestowed out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that any creation deserves any favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need to give anybody any favor. It is solely and only Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Because of the demand, Allah is an embodiment of mercy. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inform my servants, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, that your Rabb, your Creator, your Sustainer, your Nourisher, Allah Rabbul Izzat is Ghani. Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. As Uzzat explained, that we are all beggars in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. Then why did Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala create us? Why does Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has ordained that we have to make the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? As if we understand from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the reality of all these things, then we'll realize and understand that Zur Rahma, Allah Ta'ala is an embodiment of mercy. It's only and only Allah Ta'ala's sheer mercy and kindness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the whole system, and out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala takes care. And Allah Ta'ala is showering unlimited favors. And to understand this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That in ta'uddu, the word ta'uddu means to count. And here it is the plural in the Arabic language, which is called jama, and plural means all of you. So Allah Ta'ala is impressing upon our minds in such a way that just put some pressure on the mind and understand this point which Allah Ta'ala is telling us and impressing upon our minds, so that we take out few minutes every day to think of one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just get a brief idea of the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, all of you, all of mankind, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, right till the last human being, and all of jinnat also, and all your resources, your intelligence, your abilities, in today's so-called technological world, with all our computer systems, everything, Allah Ta'ala says, all of you get together and do what? Count. Start counting, ni'mat Allah, one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully that to count one is one. What you need to count one? And all of you, the whole of mankind, get together and count one. So Allah Ta'ala is impressing in such a beautiful way, which shows this is Kalamullah. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah Ta'ala can put it in such a beautiful way that all of you get together and count one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tuhsuha. It is beyond your abilities. You will get exhausted. You will perish. All your resources, everything will perish. You still won't even reach the surface of one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's unlimited favors, Allah Ta'ala is impressing that if you just use your mind a little bit, then you'll see in one favor of Allah, there are unlimited favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are pouring down upon every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another ayah, to understand it even further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala According to our limited minds, Allah Ta'ala puts the subject matter. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِي سَبْعَةُ أَبْهُرٍ مَا نَفِذَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that if all the trees in the whole world, Allahu Akbar, you travel in the Eastern Transvaal, you just see one forest and how many thousands of trees. The mind is boggled how those trees are growing. Who is making it grow? So just one forest, you see how many thousands of trees. Allah Ta'ala is not saying one forest. Allah Ta'ala is saying all the forests in the world, all the trees. وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجْرَةٍ. Whatever is on the face of the earth, all the trees that is on the face of the earth, and all what grew and even lost their lives also, all those trees, if Allah Ta'ala has to transform it for you into pen, like in those days they used to have pens, wooden pens, as we hear, the ulama have mentioned also so beautifully, that the wooden pens, they used to use that to write. So Allah Ta'ala says, if I have to make all these pens, into all these trees into pens for you. And this is also, we should use our mind when we traveling on these beautiful path to a beautiful road, and we see this beautiful forest, etc. Just think of this ayat. وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِي سَبْعَةُ أَبْهُرٍ مَا نَفِذَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Myself, we just drive past and we look at the tree, a tree is a tree. But just this one ayat, if you think of, then a person will be shocked that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying, all the trees, I must make it into pens for you. And all the oceans, I must make it into ink for you. And all of you start writing the greatness, the favors of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says that even if I double it for you, that is seven oceans, if I give you another seven, or you multiply it, 7 times 7, 49 oceans. So huge oceans which we can't imagine. Allahu Akbar. And more of the earth, 70% of the earth is water. So much of ink, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says. And this is also according to our limited understanding. Otherwise, the mind can only think of these oceans. Beyond that also, Allah Ta'ala's favors are, and Allah's greatness and qudrat is, that Allah Ta'ala says, مَا نَفِذَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Your pens will get finished, your ink will get finished, you will get finished, you will get exhausted, you won't finish writing one aspect of Allah's greatness or the favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So every stress moment, Allah Ta'ala is so kind or so merciful that Allah Ta'ala is blessing every creation of His with unlimited favors of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. One great favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, one of the greatest favors is the existence of any creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Without existence, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that and to be existing in the world, in any form, this is a great favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Without existence, you can't enjoy any favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So to be existing on the face of the earth, in any way whatsoever, in any form, even in a form of a snake, in a form of a donkey, in a form of small insects, in a form of a huge elephant, in any form, just to be existing, the moment you are in wujud, Allah has given you presence and existence. Now Allah Ta'ala wants to shower and favor you with unlimited favors all the time. So to be in existence, this is a special favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So a person should realize that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given existence to the whole creation of Allah. This is Allah Ta'ala's special favor. And then Allah Ta'ala favoring every creation in the existence of the whole creation. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's system is, Allah Ta'ala again informs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make us understand and realize that وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَىٰ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Your Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Rabb is that great being who brings something from non-existence into existence. So the whole creation of Allah didn't just come with a big bang. It doesn't make sense. As we learn in our Aqaid also in the Kitab, it doesn't make sense. Any person with the smallest amount of brain can realize it doesn't make sense. Anything just with a big bang comes into existence. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example. If you take a glass and you drop it here on the carpet, a small glass, there'll be on a carpet which is about soft. But what will happen? There'll be a bang. It might be a small bang also. But will the glass come right or the glass will break? So if there's a big bang, can all buildings, everything just be in proper order and just functioning? It doesn't make sense at all. So Rabbuka, your Rabb, your Creator, your Sustainer, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala who's brought everything from non-existence into existence. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَىٰ. It is Allah Rabbul Izzat who creates whatever Allah Ta'ala desires. And from this we can understand what a great khalaqi azim Allah Rabbul Izzat is. Allah is a great magnificent creator, which Allahu Akbar, as our pious elders teach us so beautifully, that Ya Allah, tu mere dil mein aate hai, mere samaj mein nahi aate. That, oh Allah, if you just ponder over one creation of Allah, any creation for that matter, one small insect, there are so many species in that one insect, that it is just mind-boggling. You can't imagine. So, just to realize that, Allahu Akbar. So, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, all praise only belongs to you, because you are the one that has created everything. You are our Khaliq, you are our Malik, oh Allah, you have created us, you own us, and the whole creation belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching so beautifully that وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَىٰ وَيَخْتَارُ. That Allah Ta'ala creates whatever Allah Ta'ala desires, and it is the sole choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give different preferences to His creation. Whichever creation Allah Ta'ala wants to make higher than the next creation, Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala is not just Khallaqi Azeem, is not just a mighty creator, but woman. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. The meaning of this ayat is, Allah Ta'ala not the wisest of all beings, Allah creator of wisdom. Allah is an embodiment of what subhanahu wa ta'ala does, is only full of wisdom. That is why so beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi layli wa nahar la ayati li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala wa yatafakkaruna ma wati wal ard rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. The aspect of this ayat, what I want to make myself understand and all of us, that Allah Ta'ala says, you won't be able to understand the greatness of Allah. So you as an ordinary creation of Allah, what you should be your response? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. That, oh Allah, I see a huge elephant in front of me. The next minute I see a small ant. Oh Allah, I can't fathom, I can't understand that you created this huge elephant and then you created the small ant. What is each one's work? Only you know. How long each one is going to live. And the favors that every creation is enjoying. So, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. And Allah Ta'ala didn't do anything in vain. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala didn't... Allah Ta'ala is not like us, Aliyazu Billah, that we just pass our time. Like our Shaykh says so beautifully, that when you start your year, for example, people sitting in their office, etc., they got their pad on their desk, the whole big pad of your calendar, new pad. Now it's clean and it's nice. But you're sitting at your desk, you're just scribbling on there. By the time hardly 1 week is gone, that whole pad is full of just scratches and scribbling. So insan, we just waste our time. That is not the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And an intelligent person, if he even wants to manufacture anything, any toy, anything, an intelligent person, he first thinks about it. He works out all the details, whether it will be beneficial for him, how much profit, etc. he will make. So if an ordinary human being who regards himself as intelligent does so much research to create one small toy, for example, Then Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's work is just in vain, Aliyazu Billah. Never ever. Allah Ta'ala's work is full of wisdom, full of Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is that great being that when we see the creation of Allah, we should realize, Ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanak. Oh Allah, you are pure, you are totally free of any weakness, any that is, subhanak doesn't mean, as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, not that we should understand that Allah has got any weakness, physical weakness, aliyazu billah, but pure, that Allah Ta'ala is so pure that there isn't a single action of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala which is without goodness, there's only goodness in everything. So we should realize this, and then when a person sees the creation, and you look at the creation, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanak. Oh Allah, don't let me have wrong thoughts, or don't let me have a wrong idea, that now why Allah created the snake. Sometimes the thought comes into your mind. So Allah Ta'ala taught us from before time already, that say subhanak, Allah is pure. You don't understand, and it's not even your work to understand also. And so you just have to realize and recognize Allah, how great, how kind is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that is on the one hand, realizing that Allah Ta'ala has given the whole creation existence. Then Allah Ta'ala is that being, that only and only Allah Ta'ala, who is the Khaliq, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, from non-existence into existence, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala rightfully has the choice himself that to give preference to some creation over the other creation. So if Allah Ta'ala, whoever Allah Ta'ala gives choice, ma kana lahumul khiyara. Nobody has a choice in this matter. Allah Ta'ala is telling Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not even the greatest personality has a choice to say, oh Allah, give this creation preference over the other creation. Allah Ta'ala in His infinite, unlimited wisdom and mercy and kindness, accordingly Allah Ta'ala gives preference to some creation over the other creation. And in that there is absolute goodness which we cannot understand. Anyway, to realize and understand now that just to be existing is a great favor of Allah, that you enjoy unlimited bounties of Allah. Then a person should ponder and think further that when Allah Ta'ala has created the whole creation and Allah has given existence, then Allah has chosen me and you. Not, it's no person's birthright. It's no person can claim that I have a right first of all to be existing. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has chosen me and you as ashraful makhlukat. The best of all creation, Allahu Akbar. From all the creation we see around us, and Allahu Akbar, the creation of Allah is beyond our imagination. As Allah Ta'ala just says, for example, أَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بَنَاهَا. That are you, O insan, are you more strong, powerful? Or look at our skies, how we have created the skies, how just huge it is, how magnificent, how strong the skies are, that what creation is in there, that is mind-boggling. We're not going into that detail. For myself to understand, first of all, this important point, that Allah has given us existence, and it is only Allah's special favor, Allah's kindness, that Allah has chosen me and you to have the best of existence. And to realize this, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala over and over in many ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala explains what an honor it is to be insan, to be Hazrat-e-Insan, to be this honorable creation, the best creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So much so that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in Surah At-Tin, which we all know the surah, but if we just ponder and think, Allah is taking qasam. Allahu Akbar. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can say a more true word than Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is an embodiment of truth. Allah Ta'ala's every word is only full of truthfulness. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, again, look at the mercy, look at the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, look at the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. For me and you to understand how Allah Ta'ala has chosen me and you without deserving it in the least, but to choose us as the best of all creation, Allah Ta'ala is taking qasam according to our mizaj, our temperament. That our temperament normally, if you want to impress a person, to tell him that I'm really telling you a true word, a good word, then you take a qasam. But sadly today, insan, we are the best of all creation. Today we have stooped down so low that we take qasam in the name of Allah. Allah who is our creator, so great. We use Allah's name and we still tell lies. This is the height of disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To sell our commodities, etc. Anyway, that's a different subject. One, to understand and realize that when Allah ta'ala takes a qasam, and Allah ta'ala takes qasam only of His great creation. Great creation. So that we understand. And we're not going into the details of that. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam because Allah wants to impress upon our minds what is called the jawabi qasam. In other words, after that qasam, when a person takes a qasam, a person with the slightest amount of intelligence, he already stays alert that this person is taking a qasam. And who Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greatest being, Allah taking a qasam for me and you to understand. The qasam of Allah Ta'ala alone is taqid, is full of stress. And then after four qasams, wateen, wazaytun, waturi sinin, wahazal baladil amin. Again, according to the Arabic language and grammar, Allah Ta'ala brings a statement which is full of stress. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The lam with the zabar in Arabic comes for stress. The qad comes for stress. So Allah Ta'ala is stressing upon our mind that لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Insan, from all my creation, I have created you the best of all creation. You are the best of all creation. So Allah Ta'ala has chosen me and you to be a best of all creation. Allahu Akbar. A beautiful incident our Shaykh has taught us to make us understand further that we are the best of all creation. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, one of his ministers was sitting on a 14th full moon, beautiful night, was sitting in his orchard, in his garden, with his wife, and they were enjoying a nice, jovial affair, husband and wife alone, a nice romantic time with one another, and talking to one another, in love, etc. So all of a sudden, just the words came out of his mouth, without thinking, that he told his wife, he's looking at the beautiful moon, and he's looking at his wife's face, he says, if you're not more beautiful than the moon, then I give you talaq. Those days, that was the time of piety. That was the time of Allahu Akbar. When people were still conscious of Shariat, immediately his wife walked out of the orchard. Then he realized that what did I say? What statement I uttered? And this is very important for myself, all of us to realize that an intelligent person, your tongue is in reverse, put your tongue in reverse gear and your brain's in first gear. In other words, first think before you talk. Anyway, just he said out of love. In love he said this, but his wife told him, now go and find out the fatwa. That what you said, where is the beauty of the 14th full moon, and where me? So he got worried, whole night he couldn't sleep. The next day he went to the court of Harun al-Rashid. Immediately the king made out that something wrong with my minister. He's not looking nice, he's feeling uneasy. He said, what's wrong? He says, this is a big mistake of my life. This is what I uttered. So Harun al-Rashid said, we'll have to summon all the muftis, get them together, let them give you a fatwa. That what is the fatwa? Is your wife divorced or not? So you summoned all the muftis of that time, big ulama in that era. And from among those big ulama, there was one young mufti also, happened to be the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. Imam Yusuf rahmatullahi was in that gathering. So when Harun al-Rashid explained the situation, and he said, this is what the minister uttered, that if his wife is not more beautiful than the 14th full moon, then she is divorced. So all the muftis, they thought, and they said, yes, where is the 14th full moon? So beautifully it shines. Last night you just see the moon, the 3 days, how beautifully it shines. Allahu Akbar. Then, so they said, she is divorced. Imam Yusuf rahmatullahi was quiet, he was still young among the other. So Harun al-Rashid said, why are you not talking? Why are you not giving us your opinion? says in front of elders, and this is what we have to learn, myself first of all, that in front of elders we shouldn't be talking. Even if we think we know the masala, but in front of elders, leave it for the elders. But when you are told to talk, then that is what is called al-amru fawq al-adab. That the command of the elders now, when they tell you, then that command is above respect now. That is now respect. So anyway, Harun al-Rashid said, you tell us what you... He says, according to what I understand, that she is not divorced. All the muftis there were surprised, says, why you are saying? Says, I am not saying it. Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That Allah Ta'ala's statement, which is absolute, that I have created insan in the best of all forms. So if Allah said that I have created insan in the best of all forms, then she is better than the moon, she is better than the sun, she is better than all the creation of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah has created all the creation. Allah has chosen whoever Allah desires. Allah has chosen me and you to be among the best creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So to be existing in the world is a special favor. Then to be existing in the best of all forms, what a special favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala this is. And this is what we learn from our elders, from our mashayikh. Hazrat has taught us, our Dala Shaykh says, that when you get up in the morning, your eyes open up. You read your dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana, that all praise belongs to Allah who gave me life. At that moment, just think and make shukr, that Ya Allah, you gave me existence again. You gave me existence, another day in my life, you gave me existence, and not just existence. Allahu Akbar, aapne mujhe ashraful makhlukat banaya. That oh Allah, you gave me existence in the form of the best of all creation. So when a person makes shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah will increase your bounty. In other words, you'll appreciate your existence, that Allah gave me existence in the best of all forms. And then you'll realize that this existence that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given me, I must be appreciative. And I must realize that I didn't just come in the world, I didn't just fall from the skies. No gynecologist made me. No, my mother, my father didn't make me. It is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala who gave me existence. And this is an extremely important point for me and all of us to realize, that first of all, that just to be existing is a special favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from the unlimited bounties. Then to be existing in the best of all forms, Allahu Akbar. This is a special favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which we should appreciate and realize that this life that Allah Ta'ala has given me, it is a gift of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I don't deserve it, it's not my birthright, and actually in reality, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Allah. I belong and the whole creation belongs to Allah. And that is why Allah gives us the sabak every day in every rakat. Maliki yawmiddin. This reality will only realize on the day of Qiyamah, that who is the owner of the whole world? Who is the owner of the whole creation? Who is the sole owner? Only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this world, Allah gave us this life as an amanat. But Allah gave us permission also to say, no, it's my life. But not to that extent to think that I own my own life. I can do as I please. I can live my life as I want to. Like many a times, especially today, youngsters, and our Shaykh says, not only youngsters, tum bachpan ho gaye abhi bachpana, 250 at a speed. Somebody tells him, bhai, don't make your music, or don't drive so fast, it's not good. And then many times he'll answer, it's my life, it's my car, it's my wife, don't tell me what to do. But it's the height of Allah Subhanahu wa kuntum amwatan fahyakum sunukum summa yuhyikum summa ilayhi turjaun. Kayfa takfuruna billah. After Allah gave you existence, and in the best of all forms, and you still say it's mine, Allah Ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَفْرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. That is a statement of ungratefulness. And this is what is kufr all about. To hide the reality, to hide the fact that who has given me this existence. So Allah Ta'ala says, you are making a statement so of kufr, that you are so ungrateful, you're saying it's mine, كَيْفَ تَفْرُونَ. Just ponder. وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. You were non-existent. You were dead, you were not loving. Nobody knew of your existence. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. Who gave you this life? Allah Ta'ala gave you life. And this life, it's not yours. It's a trust from Allah Ta'ala. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. If it was yours, it will stay with you all the time. But Allah Ta'ala says, very soon, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Summa means very soon, a short while, Allah will take away your life again. Then Allah Ta'ala will bring you to your senses again. فَأَحْيَا ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. Allah will give you life again. And one of the questions we have to stand in front of Allah and answer, when Allah Ta'ala is going to say, I gave you this life, what you did with this life? And Allah in the presence of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then will have the guts in that condition to stand in front of Allah, that I can say, Allah, that this was my life. Allahu Akbar. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. We have to return to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us a tawfiq to understand and realize that, just ponder every day, 1-2 minutes, that how Allah's unlimited favors are descending on all the creation, and then Allah has chosen me as the best of all creation. InshaAllah, Allah give us tawfiq. We'll carry on. Subhanallah.